This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Alex Jones is going to be coming back in the next segment with all kinds of news to cover, as well as an emergency message for President Donald Trump. But in the short segment, and to start off the broadcast today, I want to contrast what's happening in America right now between proud American patriots and victims of Trump derangement syndrome. First, let's go to what I found to be a very powerful video of an American man singing, "I'm proud to be an American." This was caught on video at a Chick-fil-A. I found this to be very powerful and even brought me to tears last night. This is the state, this is the real state of America, Americans being proud, patriots being proud, and people having confidence in themselves and coming together and cheering on patriotism. Check out this video of a man singing, "I'm proud to be an American" at Chick-fil-A.
There's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, for at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died and gave their right to me, and I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. For there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The entire crowd there at Chick-fil-A cheers him on as he does a beautiful rendition of "I'm Proud to Be an American." That is the state of America right now. That is a state of patriots, confidence, patriotism, just loving one another, all being a part of this great American revolution. That's where we're at right now. Now, let's take a look at where the other side is at right now. Let's take a look at Whoopi Goldberg going psycho. After she claims to not have Trump derangement syndrome, she then breaks down and loses it and exhibits her Trump derangement syndrome.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate.
It's you.
I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
It's you.
And clearly you don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out
face
how
reality
to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk
and
about
notice how
lot,
Judge Jeanine is just smiling and letting her embarrass herself.
Is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question because you had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
Sorry,
yeah, exactly. No. You started with a fake statement. Let me respond to that and correct the record.
Be here and end up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible?
When the President of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
That's you, Whoopi. That's happening to Trump supporters. And so they cancel the segment. Whoopi Goldberg whoops up her cards. She walks off the set in another segment. She ends up cursing Judge Jeanine out. There's a whole story. It's all on Infowars.com. But so this is the state of the left. They have a protest yesterday outside Maxine Waters' office. They're burning the American flag. They're burning the American flag, ladies and gentlemen. So patriots are singing proud to be American. The left is burning the American flag. Whoopi Goldberg says that Trump is whooping up people to get violent. No, Whoopi, that's you. A 17-year-old Trump supporter, Ashton Hess, was assaulted in Seattle yesterday by a non-binary with green hair. Spit on his hat, ripped his hat off, spit on his hat, told him he's not welcome here. That's you, Whoopi. That's Maxine Waters. So they're burning flags. They're assaulting people. Meanwhile, patriots are like, yeah, proud to be an American, baby. We're kicking ass here. So the left, full-on Trump derangement syndrome. The right, full-on patriotism. Victory.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Trump derangement syndrome has reached new peaks. Ladies and gentlemen, it has even hit the likes of Google. Alex Jones breaks it down.
Google has done it again. Google is using its worldwide monopoly power of 93% of all searches to engage in fraud. Worldwide searches for the term idiot return the top results for Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. Remember just a month ago, ahead of primary elections in California, the top search term for Republican candidates was Nazi. And Google officially, at the top of their page, under politics, had a voter guide section that said the ideology of Republicans is Nazism. And it goes on and on from there. President Trump is essentially shadow banned on Twitter right now, as are almost all other conservatives or nationalists, where you have to go directly to his page or be directly following him to get his alerts. Meanwhile, the left is calling for violence, attacking people on a daily basis for wearing Make America Great Again hats. We're seeing all these calls to kill the president. This is a soft civil war taking place by multinational corporations in communist China that now owns Hollywood, that is pumping out nothing but pure anti-American, anti-free market, anti-Trump, anti-InfoWars garbage. The president must move for antitrust hearings against Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. We as a people must not let the internet infrastructure we built be hijacked by world government backed up by communist China. Think about how arrogant they are to have the executives of Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, its subsidiary, in Congress on Tuesday, claiming that they don't censor anybody unless they call for violence. It's total garbage. Myself, Paul Watson, Ben Shapiro now starting to be censored. You know, at first he was all for me being censored, but now, you know, he's freaking out. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going after everybody. They're making their move. We're only a couple months out from the midterms. This is a big campaign issue. Trump needs to make it a big campaign issue instead of being flat-footed, because the Congress is sitting on its butt. You watch these hearings. The Republicans get circles run around them by these executives that are lying under oath, and it's disgusting. We know what they're doing. There's a big Zero Hedge article on InfoWars.com that lays it all out. The tracker systems that can show you how you're shadow banned, what's happening. People need to get informed on this. They need to get aggressive. They need to take action. Google is a broken search engine. It was a big scandal, and they protected Hillary Clinton back during the campaign and would put nothing but positive search results up for her and would bury stuff against her. And CNN gave her the questions ahead of time. But with all that rigging, they still failed. This time, the amount of censorship and rigging is 50 times what it was. I mean, it's just, it's a whole other universe. And people need to take action because we've just gotten conditioned to accept this censorship as part of what they do. No, it's criminal, it's racketeering, it's discriminatory, and it's out of control. We have Google set up by the CIA on record in Qtel. A part of the infrastructure of this country handed over to private companies who've made hundreds of billions of dollars off the American taxpayer that helped pay for it. And our infrastructure, Google is NSA infrastructure. And then now that deep state apparatus is being used in war against the people. It couldn't get more obvious. Call your congressmen and women. Call your state legislators. Take action, and all of us are stakeholders with what Google's doing to us. So if you're being discriminated against, sue them. Now is the time to take action. These arrogant technocrats think we're stupid. We're not. We're aware of what's going on, and we're taking action. I had a special message coming up later in the broadcast where I directly asked the president to take action. Please stay tuned for that and spread it. Spread it by hand. No one can stop you at point-blank range telling everybody you know about InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com the forbidden, verboten truth, what the enemy and the tyrants and the globalists fear. I'm Alex Jones. Again, everything is up to you. God bless you all.
You know, that's really incredible that Google would be so unmitigated in its total hatred for Trump that it would have idiots showing up in all the search results. There's the story on Zero Hedge, how the CIA made Google. But think about it like this. With 90% of the web traffic and web marketing going through Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, which is a subsidiary of Google, if they are colluding, or even if they're not intentionally colluding, but they all are on the same wavelength, it's kind of like if Alex says something and then I say something, but we never talk to each other. We just somehow said the same thing. You're on the same wavelength. You're saying the same things. You're channeling the same energy. So if they're all censoring the same people, if they all have the same sentiment towards Donald Trump, well, what do you think you're going to get? Well, you're going to search idiot on Google and you're going to get Donald Trump, who's the farthest thing from an idiot. In fact, he's made everyone in the government look like an idiot, if you want to be perfectly honest. He's made them all look foolish. Where now in Germany, you have another knife attack, at least 14 people wounded on a knife rampage by an Iranian. So you got that going on. You've got this is incredible. Mike Cernovich has been all over this for like the last 24 hours. This Disney, I can't remember if it's a director or a producer, James Gunn. And Cernovich has been all over this guy. This is the most recent tweet. James Gunn deleted over 10,000 tweets and even took down his personal blog after pedophile content was found on it. The media is covering this up, and I'm trying to make it blow over. Don't let them. Yeah, and he's not letting them. And this isn't the first person affiliated with Disney to have this kind of crap found out. You just had the one guy from Harvard who was running the organization, the foundation to help children. He turns out to be a pedophile. You have the mayor de Blasio's top staffer, the next John Podesta of the Democrat Party. Boom, he goes down. He's a pedophile. What the hell is going on here? You've got demon-dressed transsexuals reading to your children at your local library. What is this madness? And I'm just getting totally off base. But if they are in control of 90% of web trafficking, the people that do this kind of crap, these are the people that endorse and are happy with that kind of crap. These people are running the websites that get 90% of web traffic and web marketing. So now that's like if you imagined the whole world having a veil over its head, essentially. And only 10% of the world can you go and actually be free and have a free exchange of ideas. 90% of the world is algorithmed and controlled and manipulated and masked. And there's a 10% pocket out there that you can hope to get to. That pocket is InfoWars. That pocket is Drudge. That pocket is Breitbart. that pocket is all the other smaller outlets out there that are putting out great news. So it's all about control. Now, here at InfoWars, we're not under control. We sell great products. And, you know, I was thinking about this. We always talk about how we need your help. That's why we have these sales. That's why we have InfoWars.com, store.com. And it's true, but it's almost not even fair to plug that way because the products are actually incredible. So it's like we're not even talking about how great the products are. Instead, we're like, hey, we're under attack. They're suing us. They're trying to shut us down. All networks saying, you know, we're conspiracy theorists, Holocaust deniers now. That's the new one. Totally bull. They never can play a clip. But it's like instead of saying that, oh, help us, you know, we're under attack. Really, it's we have incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com where I even had, let's say, a cut or an abrasion on my index finger on my right hand. And last night, for the first time, I used the Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel right here. Brand new at InfoWarsStore.com. I put it on a Band-Aid. I put it on my finger overnight. The redness is gone. The cut is gone. The inflammation all gone in one night with Super Silver. Incredible. Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. Again, just another great product that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Introductory price 25% off. Try it for yourself, folks. It's a great product.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Endangered species caged in fright, shot in cold blood.
So it is absolutely absurd for members of the left like Maxine Waters and Whoopi Goldberg, who are the ones inciting violence, driving people to absolute madness. And then with the liberal sexual indoctrination, you have 17-year-olds with green hair who claim to be non-binary. Whatever the hell that means. And so you've got already actually hundreds. And I'm sorry, I get on air and I get information overload. It's like we need to go find that Breitbart story from 2 weeks ago that has documented the hundreds of cases of assault against Trump supporters that wear Trump hats. So you've got, kids, young kids getting coke poured on their heads and assaulted for wearing a Trump hat. Now you got another high school student, Ashton Hess from O'Fallon, Illinois, real close to my hometown of St. Louis, bit of a kinship there. And he's out on vacation in Seattle wearing his Make America Great Again hat, where a non-binary with green hair, my goodness, that is the New World Order right there. That is the children of the New World Order right there, a non-binary that can't reproduce. Yeah, death. And so he rips off the hat, spits on it, throws it on the ground, and tells the young man he's not welcome in this city. Now, who said that? Maxine Waters. And then Whoopi Goldberg has the audacity to go on air and say Judge Jeanine is leading people to violence. What an absolute fraud Whoopi Goldberg is. Says, I don't have Trump derangement syndrome, and then goes psycho. And we've got those clips. So let's go to the story from Paul Joseph Watson. Oh, and by the way, we will be joined by Ashton Hess, who was the victim here. I was speaking with him last night, and he's going to be joining us. He is on vacation, so kind of tough for him to get set up, but we're going to get him on. A green-haired leftist who describes his gender, Paul Joseph Watson, how dare you? This is a non-binary. A green-haired leftist who describes Xi's gender as non-binary assaulted a teen Trump supporter in Seattle by spitting on his MAGA hat. Video footage shows the student Ashton Hess walking through the streets of Seattle being verbally abused by several people, including a young woman who says, don't you know what it says? Oh, okay, so because I have a hat on, that gives you the right to assault me? And what does it say? What does the hat actually say? Make America great again. Imagine this. See, this just shows you how powerful the propaganda is. Imagine 5 years ago, you're wearing a hat that says Make America Great Again. Okay, what's awesome? What's wrong with that? Who would think that's bad? If you're in America, that's great. It's like the video where I'm at a Trump protest here, and a bunch of other Trump derangement syndrome folks are walking around. These two girls are walking around, and I've got my InfoWars hat that says "Make America Free Again." And the girl says, "Don't you know that that hat has a hateful message?" And I said, "What message?" And she says, "Make America Free Again." I said, "Who is that hateful of?" She walks away crying. That's Trump derangement syndrome. You come into this as a neutral situation. Let's say an American has been in the Amazon rainforest for 3 years with ayahuasca. He doesn't know anything that's going on. He comes back, knowing no context of what's going on politically, and he sees a Make America Great Again hat on. What do you think he's going to think? He's going to be like, Nazi racist bigot. Or he's going to be like, oh, Make America Great Again hat. No, that's kind of interesting. Cool. Hey, where'd you get that? That's the power of the media propaganda. That they can make you so triggered over a hat. That they can incite you to be so angry over a hat. That you go out and you beat inanimate objects like it's some kind of faux victory. Encouraging children to engage in this behavior. Yeah, screw Trump, you know. He's just making America great again. Screw Trump, he's just bringing the economy back. Screw Trump, record jobs growth, record low unemployment. I don't want a job. I don't want prosperity. I don't want freedom. I don't want independence. I want a third world nation hellhole like we have in San Francisco where the mayor goes out in the streets and says, this is the most feces I've ever seen in my life. That's what I want. I want a bunch of green-haired, non-binary ninnies, freak shows, walking around assaulting people. That's what I want. I want a world of people that are so deranged, that have no victory in their life, have no success, that they have to punch and kick and spit on inanimate objects just to get that feeling of victory, just to have those hormones fire off in their brain, just to get the endorphins out. They do nothing. They don't run. They don't exercise. They don't have friends. They don't have lovers. They have nothing. They don't like their families. They don't have a gender. They don't have an identity except hate. And so the only way they can get the high off life is through hatred that's been programmed into them, where you can only get that sensation of success and victory if you go out and you assault what you think is a Nazi, or you go kick a Confederate statue on the ground. That's Trump derangement syndrome. So Ashton Hess is going to be joining us. The green-haired non-binary can be quoted. In fact, is that video censored, guys? Let's go ahead and just roll it then. Let's listen to the clip. This is from Ashton Hess. He's going to be joining us later. A green-haired non-binary assaults him in the streets of Seattle.
Come on.
Do you see what it says?
Come on. Yes, I know what it says. Don't take my hat.
That's my property, dude. Come on.
Get the f*** out of here. I love you.
That's really necessary. I didn't do anything to you. Real classy, bud. I might have that.
Spit all over it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Come on.
When they go low, we go high. Disgusting. And these are the same people encouraging this that are telling you Trump is disgraceful. These are the same people like Whoopi Goldberg saying Judge Jeanine is encouraging violence as Whoopi Goldberg's drug addict minions go out and assault people wearing Trump hats. Go out and punch inanimate objects to get a sensation of victory. Like, I mean, you know, you could go like join a gym and actually learn how to fight, and then maybe actually get into a real scuffle at the gym. I'm saying a real competition, and then have success. That's real earned victory. This is fake faux victory. See, that's why they'll never ever feel accomplished. This is why they cannot stop. This is why this has been going on for 2 years, because there's no real victory here. There's no real closure. It's just insanity. And it is now referred to as Trump derangement syndrome. So I actually think that this is perfect timing for Whoopi Goldberg to say, oh, I don't have Trump derangement syndrome, and then exhibit the Trump derangement syndrome that she has live on air, freaking out and then cursing at Judge Jeanine, who is just a classy lady the entire time. And then you have a green-haired non-binary assault a Trump supporter, 17-year-old Trump supporter, for wearing a MAGA hat, spit on the hat, say he's not welcome here. So perfect timing for the left to really give a lot of momentum to that blue wave. Oh, yeah, you're really helping yourself with the blue wave. No, it's dead.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Com is tomorrow's news today. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, I found myself asking a question following the Democrats right now and their street protesters, which are out in the streets every day protesting ICE for the separation of children. Well, what is ICE? Immigration Customs Enforcement. What does ICE actually do? Well, mostly they stop drugs and paraphernalia from coming into this country, and gang members, and child trafficking. That's what they do the most of. In fact, they have a whole child trafficking division of ICE that has saved thousands of kids. And so I'm looking into this, and you see the leftist street mobs protesting ICE for separating children. They don't do that. That's not ICE. ICE doesn't separate the kids. So here's the thing. So think about this. This just shows you how loony they are right now. People show up at the border. If it's children unaccompanied, if it's children with adults, if it's children with parents, whatever the situation is, adults go to the Department of Homeland Security to be vetted. Children go to the Department of Health and Human Services to be vetted. This has been policy for decades. That's where the separation happens. How does that equal ICE? Well, it doesn't. Now, here's the trick, though. The Democrats know that. The Democrats running this know that ICE is not the one separating the kids. It's the law that adults go to DHS, kids go to HHS, and then if we can, we try to separate them after the vetting process. That's what's been going on for decades. But so why, and the Democrats know this, why are the Democrats protesting ICE? We understand why the street mobs, the hate mobs, the leftist hate mobs, we know why they protest ICE. They're clueless. They're stupid. They're ignorant. They're brainwashed sheeple. So they just do whatever they're told to do. Oh, yeah, ICE bad. Occupy ICE. Why are you occupying ICE? They're separating kids at the border. No, they're not. That's DHS and HHS. Shut up, racist. Great conversation. That's how that goes. But the Democrats know that ICE has nothing to do with it. So why are the Democrats calling for ICE shutdown? Seriously, I'm just asking the question. ICE keeps criminals and drugs and paraphernalia and child trafficking from stopping. That's what ICE does the most. So why are the Democrats trying to stop that? Just trying to figure it out. That's all. You know, there's a story going around right now. It's on Infowars.com. It's on Daily Caller. It's a bunch of different places. Trump has been set up, framed, and persecuted by the intelligence community. Of course, Chuck Schumer admitted that on MSNBC. Phil Mudd admitted it. They all admit it. And then you're crazy if you report on it. But here's the thing. Trump knows that. Okay? He knows what's going on. And he's got them by the short hairs, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It is my honor now to be joined by Norris Sweden. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He is the owner of the Warrior One Guns and Ammo store that Sacha Baron Cohen tried to troll just a bit ago, and of course, he caught them. Norris, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me.
Well, you've pretty much gone viral because you called out Sacha Baron Cohen, and I guess you're the first one to ever catch him. This is a guy who's been doing this type of comedy skits and routines for a long time, and he always gets away with it. Are you the first person to actually catch and stop Sacha Baron Cohen in the act?
I guess so. It's probably the first I heard of that. So, yeah, that's good then.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what exactly goes on here. So he thinks he's going to make you look like an idiot in some way, shape, or form, whatever his agenda is. And you guys, and based on other interviews, you all were kind of suspicious at the beginning. And then you said once he faked his Hungarian accent, that's when you knew it was an act.
Yeah, because they called us and said, listen, the producers called. They said, we'd love to come in there and document a Hungarian immigrant buying a gun. Hey, listen, this is America. We love selling guns. Come on in. So they come in, they set up, he comes walking in, and let me tell you, you can see it on the camera. I'm standing there in the corner. As soon as he turns that corner and I see how he's dressed and how he looks, I'm like, okay, there's no way this is real.
Now, this is the angle that I haven't heard anyone else say, and correct me if I'm wrong, because the whole report seems to be Sacha Baron Cohen is, you know, he's a jerk, he's a clown, how dare he, you know, he's fooling politicians, pretending to be a wounded warrior. Yeah, that's classless. But again, this is the kind of stuff the guy's been doing, faking like he's singing a national anthem. So he's always kind of done this. You're the first person, at least to anyone's knowledge that I know, to ever stop him. So this is my angle. He tries to make the gun store owners and the gun store look like a bunch of idiots. That's how they wanted to play this. Guess what? They were the smartest people he ever dealt with. So congratulations for proving to America that gun owners and Second Amendment activists are not a bunch of redneck hillbilly idiots. They're actually some of the smartest and most aware people on earth. So I salute you. Thank you for doing that for America.
You know, and I appreciate that. And you know what? And that's what the message I'm trying to give back is. I'm trying to tell people, listen, Second Amendment is no different. People that love guns, I love cars, I collect cars. People that go and buy comic books and collect comic books like at Comic-Con, there's no difference. The problem is there's so much misinterpretation because nobody's willing to talk to the people that are behind the line. Listen, I ran a gun store for over 10 years. This stuff is my life. It's my passion. I know it, okay? I know what works, and I know what doesn't work. So listen, you know, whatever his name is Borat to me. Stick to your dumb comedy, because that's what you're good at. So the part we're upset is where Showtime starts to make guns try to look like toys by sticking stuffed animals on them.
Yeah, and again, this is to make a whole joke of, you know, gun owners, Second Amendment activists. Like, they want to make this whole joke and make this image of people like you and just people that love the Second Amendment, gun supporters. Like, oh, you're clowns, you're ignorant, you think this is a toy. We'll send Borat in there. He'll make you look stupid. He'll really show you what's up. And then, no, what happened is you showed him what's up, and that this false image and narrative that people have about gun owners and gun store owners is just entirely wrong.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They did get their point across with that moron they put on the TV holding it with a bunny. But see, those guys are outdated. Those people that they fooled are outdated. Those lawmakers that they fooled and they basically made them look stupid, it's because they're passing laws, they're getting their votes, they're getting their butts in the seat, and then they forget about everybody else.
What has the response been like from other gun store owners? I would imagine that a lot of gun store owners are reaching out to you saying thank you.
You know, it's actually, I haven't heard any, there's maybe one or two gun store owners from other states, but the amount of phone calls, I'm getting probably 300 to 400 phone calls a day, emails, 150 to 200 a day, of people just saying thank you. You know what, Norris, they go, the way you're representing the Second Amendment, but you're also saying that, listen, I welcome the negative side of the Second Amendment. If you want to come talk to me and have a nice conversation and talk about this, I'm open to it. I've already challenged the politicians. I said, listen, call me, because the laws you're passing are not the right laws. They don't work in California. They don't, you know. And I've told people, listen, I used to be a cop. Criminals don't come in and say, hey, Norris, listen, I'd like to buy a gun, and in 10 days when I pick it up, I'm going to go commit a crime. That doesn't work.
Well, and I would imagine that not only the phone calls, but I imagine business has probably picked up for you. I'm shocked more gun store owners haven't called and thank you, because he thought, I guarantee you, based on the way he was acting and how fake it was, he thought that you guys were probably lowest IQ. He thought that this would be real easy. Oh, yeah, I'll go in there and be a Hungarian immigrant dressed like some sort of clown situation. So that shows you how little they thought of you. And again, he ends up being the jackass.
Yeah, and listen, I don't mind it. I don't mind it. If you think you can fool me, come on up to people every day. I get to know people's true intentions. So what makes you think you can walk into my store and I'm not going to spot your ass and understand exactly what you're trying to do? This is what I do every day. Show me somebody that does it better than a gun store owner. You know what I mean?
You know what? And that's very true. Again, gun store owners are that responsible, folks. He can spot a phony from a mile away. That's what it's...
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Nora Sweden is with me here for one more segment. He is the owner of Warrior One Guns and Ammo, very popular guns and ammo store out in California, where Sasha Baron Borat Cohen, Borat, Ali G. Borat, thought that he could troll the gun store, make gun owners and gun store owners look like fools. Oops, it turned out they outsmarted him easily, and he ended up looking like the fool. I did have a question for you about something you said in the last segment, but before I got to that, I was just curious, Norris, if there's anything you wanted to share with our audience about that experience of booting Borat from your store after he tried to fool you.
You know, I love doing that. I really did. And I'm glad that dude's outdated. His show's outdated. We just enjoy doing it. You know, if Showtime wants a show, we have a show for them. The funny thing is that we just got done shooting a pilot before they walked in a week ago.
Yeah, and you actually thought that's why they were targeting you.
Yeah, because we actually said, well, how, you know, yeah, we're popular, and what's the best place to pick is California, so maybe they got wind, we just got done shooting a pilot for our show Down the Barrel, and maybe that's why they targeted me.
Which so looks pretty badass. I mean, I got to tell you, the preview you put out looks like it's pretty well produced.
Well, here's the thing. It is, because it's coming from a major network. But here's the thing, brother. It's about real people buying real guns for real reasons, from all demographics of life, like single moms. Why do they need a gun in the house? What's the correct way to have a gun in the house? So it's the real deal. It's not some moron putting a buddy on a gun and walking around and making everybody look dumb. Like I said, those people are outdated.
So is it kind of like Pawn Stars or something, but for a gun store?
It's better. It's better. It's not script. It's real. It's real decisions. It's going over real guns. That's the awesome thing about it.
Yeah, you know what? That really is powerful, and that may have been why they decided to target you guys. Because I saw the preview you guys put out. It's badass. It's clean. And now the way you lay out the show plan, I mean, that's going to be a successful show. There's no doubt about that. And the cool thing is, that's something people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Because people can watch that and be like, oh, wow, that makes sense. Maybe I should get that weapon for home defense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, it will make you cry. It will make you laugh. The different demographics you deal with. Listen, I even talked to somebody who's anti-gun. Okay? That's what the show's about, too.
And so you're basically just filming this as people are coming in to tell their stories.
Absolutely. Why do you need a gun? Because, listen, you don't just come in and buy a gun and walk out. Listen, if we get a bad feeling about you, I'll kick your butt out of the store. We won't sell you a gun. I don't need your money. I do this because I love it, and I want people to be protected because I don't want them to be a victim. You don't want to buy a gun? Listen, I'll sell you a taser. I'll sell you a pepper spray. Don't buy a gun. Put an alarm on the house. At the end of the day, protect yourself and protect your family. That's really what I care about.
Well, and you proved that you know you're going to give a fair, you know, breakdown. You're going to say, okay, this individual looks deranged, or this individual looks fake. I'm sorry, we're not taking it. That got caught. That went viral, and now you guys are going to be even bigger, and your show is going to be even bigger. Now, you said something in the last segment that I wanted to ask you about. You're a former cop, and a lot of people would be shocked by this, but as a former cop, would you say that you want more citizens to be armed?
You know, here's what I want, the best way to put it, I want the right citizens to be armed. Because let me explain to you why. Carrying a gun, a lot of people don't understand, it's a huge responsibility. It's not Hollywood. Bullets don't go to where bullets are supposed to go. You have to be trained, you have to have the tactical awareness to understand when something's going to happen. You might have a gun, you might be with your family, you might not have the right opportunity, the right chance to take advantage of that tactical situation. So you would want the right people with the gun. Because listen, the most important thing is you got to protect yourself and your family, okay? So even as a cop, when I carried a gun, I always checked my surroundings. Make sure, it's not paranoia. It's situational awareness and knowing when's the opportunity. So you want the right people with the gun.
All right, let's finish and let's go back to Borat here. Have you heard from Borat and his team since that you booted them from the store?
No. Even the day I booted him out, when I was confronting the producers, they weren't giving me any answers. All their answers were vague, and I got upset, and there's some stuff I said that was nasty to them, and I kicked them out of the store. Because don't come into my store. Don't play me. Don't mess around. My blood and sweat and tears are in this business, and if you're not going to answer what I'm asking, then you're going to get the bad side.
And once again, you are the perfect example of the type of gun store owners and the type of people that are Second Amendment activists. You're not going to be fooled. You're aware. You understand your environment. And if somebody's trying to play you, you're going to call them out on it. And then it's amazing. I can't believe they never even reached out and say, hey, sorry, or hey, can you leave us alone? I mean, that shows you really did just totally destroy them. They don't even want to think about this anymore.
Oh, and you know what? You're right. And you know what? You said the best word. I'm going to destroy this show that they're trying to do. You know what? Stick to your stupid comedy. Don't put toys on guns. That's the part that bothers me the most. So I'm going to make sure this thing flops, and I've called out Showtime, and I'll call out Borat. I really don't care.
So they're here making a mockery of guns while you have Democrats basically calling for the Second Amendment to be revoked. I mean, it's the delusion of these people. A, it's un-American, but, you know, B, it's like, you know, if you're going to sit here and try to take gun violence seriously and stuff, why are you making jokes about it?
You know, the funny thing is, you just said the perfect word, gun violence. You know what I saw this morning? I saw the students in talking to the mayor of L.A., you know, they're going against gun violence. And then I saw an astronaut, which I'm sorry that happened to his wife. Guess what, people? It's not gun violence. It's people violence, okay? Why is an astronaut trying to pitch for gun control? Listen, bud, stick to being an astronaut. I don't go talking about reverse thrusters, okay? Stick to what you know. Come and talk to the people that know the business. I know the business. Hey, politicians, look up Warrior One Guns and Ammo and call me. I will help you to get the correct laws that work, that don't hurt people in the Second Amendment, but hurt the criminals. Because the criminals are laughing. They're laughing because they're like, listen, everything they're passing is not hurting the Second Amendment. I mean, it is hurting the Second Amendment. It's not hurting them. It's hurting us.
Well, exactly. It's hurting law-abiding citizens,
exactly.
People that actually follow their laws. And it's incredible when you have a story like Kate Steinle's murder, where that criminal was able to get a gun. He shouldn't even have been in the country, but he's able to get a gun, shoot an American citizen dead, and yet no calls for the gun control after that, just calls for, oh, don't be mean to the poor illegal immigrant.
You know, and I'm telling you, criminals get guns, they get them. I used to be a cop. They don't get them from a store. They just don't. It doesn't work like that. And that's what's upsetting, is that you have people pushing for gun control, but listen, you don't know anything about guns. You don't know what it takes to sell a gun. You don't. Talk to me. Talk to the employees. You see what they go through. And let me tell you, DOJ in California does a phenomenal job. Every time I call DOJ, I get an answer. They help me, and they're overwhelmed. You know what I mean? So I talk to DOJ all the time. Like, guys, hey, this doesn't make sense. They're like, Norris, we just can't keep up. We can't keep up with the laws that are being passed, you know?
Being in the industry and out there in California, where you have a bunch of anti-gunners in Congress out there, in your representation, what would you say the dichotomy is between the people? Are they kind of going more pro-Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, versus the Democrats in Congress that are going against the Second Amendment?
You know, it's both ways, man. It's both ways. You got the people that are all for all the Second Amendment, and you got people that are completely Second Amendment. But there's a gap. That gap is, there's misinterpretation on both sides. And, you know, I stayed out of this for a long time until this happened, and now I'm in it. And I need to find a way to close that gap. It's going to be hard. It really is. But let me ask you something. When somebody drinks and drives, who gets in trouble? Do they go after the alcohol? Do they go after the car manufacturer? No. It's that person that's responsible that drank and got behind the wheel. So why is it every time gun violence happens, it's the gun? Because it's coming from the other side that are just screaming gun control because they don't have the knowledge of they don't know everything. They don't know the rules. They don't know the laws because the Democrats, like you said, are passing laws that don't make any sense.
And it's a political agenda. And I think that example you just gave proves that it's a political agenda. Nora Sweden, thank you so much for joining us today. Great, great job kicking that fraud out of your store, Warrior One Guns and Ammo. We salute you.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. *1234. That's *1234. *1234. *1234.